what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. We're going to talk more high school athletics. Some big and exciting news coming out of Pinnacle High School. There's a new basketball slash baseball slash track and field coach, Ray Jones Jr., former assistant at USU Eastern. Joining us right now to make that announcement official, we have athletic director and girls basketball coach Mark Stuckenschneider. And Coach, it is always fun to chat with you. Thank you again for the time today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to join you, Jordan, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Definitely my pleasure. Coach, I know it's a very exciting time for Pinnacle Athletics in general. It became official just yesterday, from my understanding. You guys now have a new basketball coach, and with that, a new baseball coach and a new track and field coach.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. I mean, we definitely appreciate and like everything that our previous basketball coach Eric Hansen, you know, had done for the school and for basketball in general. But we're also very excited to have Ray Jones coming in and joining us at our school.
Ray Jones, obviously well known in the community. Of course, he served as the assistant basketball coach for USU Eastern over the last couple of years. And Coach, I know Coach Eric Hansen, he played for USU Eastern. Now we're bringing in Coach Jones, who brings that experience not only at the JUCO level, but of course he worked with Coach Todd Simon at Southern Utah, played at Southern Utah. He's played basketball professionally overseas. And so this is a really good get, a lot of great experience for a coach now at Pinnacle.
Yes, yeah, we're definitely excited not only for his basketball experience and expertise, but just the raw enthusiasm that he brings to everything that he does.
Yeah, no question. There's no question about that. And Coach, as far as putting now Coach Ray Jones over the top of baseball and track and field, really, you guys fill three coaching slots almost immediately, but it does mean he's going to have a full slate coaching three sports at the school.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be busy. Being a small 1A school, that the hardest part with that is just there's extensive travel time that's involved in getting to all the schools that we play in 1A. So it's a big time commitment, but we're definitely excited to have his input, his expertise, and just his presence with all three of those sports.
How did this become about, Coach? I mean, how do you lure someone like a Coach Jones with his experience to Pinnacle, to a 1A high school? I mean, what's that process like?
Well, you know, I feel like we've always had a really good relationship with USUE, and, we didn't really lure him away from USUE. There was open communication between both schools just to make sure that, everybody was okay with that. And, the situation is just a better fit for Ray at this time, just with what the school can offer, and it just makes sense for everybody to have him make that move. So, but yeah, we've always prided ourselves on a really good relationship with the athletics department at USUE and Scott Mattson and the school as a whole. And we're just excited to bring somebody like that to Pinnacle.
Obviously, these kids that Coach Jones will be molding and teaching and coaching, they're student athletes, right? So they're students first. Coach Jones, while I know, have an intricate role in the classroom as well. And when you add someone, not only to the athletic department, but to the school that has that type of infectious personality, I mean, what a big boost, not only for school morale, but also to the staff in general at Pinnacle.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think it's an understatement to say that Ray has an infectious personality. He's, he just brings a high level of optimism and energy and enthusiasm to everything that he does, and that enthusiasm is contagious to everybody that's around him. So we're definitely excited for, like I said, not only for his experience in athletics that he brings, but just for his overall personality as a whole is going to be a huge boost for us.
Now, with this being said, Coach, are there any other coaching changes that we could anticipate at Pinnacle, or is now the staff for what would be the 2021 season fairly set?
You know what? We're actually, you know, really fairly set at the high school level. We have some changes and some openings that we're looking at the middle school level, but really at the high school level, we're pretty set now with the changes and bringing Ray on board. We're set for the coming year.
Again, our guest right now is Coach and Athletic Director Mark Stuckenschneider at Pinnacle High School, again making the announcement of the addition of former USU Eastern Assistant Coach Ray Jones Jr. He's going to head the boys basketball program as well as baseball and also track and field. Coach, outside of that news, I know it is kind of a dead time to say the least right now for high school sports. We've talked to Athletic Director Todd Jeffs at Emory and also Athletic Director Coach Bianco at Carbon High School. What's it been like for Pinnacle High School during this time?
You know what? The word that pops into my head is that it's just a really weird time. I think coaching and teaching in general are very social and very interactive jobs and roles in leadership that we have with our student athletes, and to not be able to actually talk to somebody face to face or, you know, critique something that they're doing. Say with track and field or something like that. It's just a really weird time. We're definitely hoping that this social distancing will reduce the peak of this outbreak, and we're hoping that all of those allow us to go back to school at that May 1st timeline. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that we can go back as early as possible and salvage some sort of a spring season. And we're just also preparing if that's something that can happen at the same time.
I know that to some it may appear that athletics is a very small picture of everything that's going on, with there being, you know, the dismissal of schools and the idea of possibly no graduation for these seniors. But, Coach, I don't think we can overstate that we're talking about student-athletes, especially these seniors that have worked their entire life for this particular year. And right now, as we stand here at the spring sports season, they don't have it. I mean, it's a very unfortunate situation when you just focus on the sports aspect of it.
Yeah, and, you know, you're absolutely correct. For these seniors, I know that there's a lot of bigger things that are going on, like graduation and preparation for college and all of those things. But you are correct. You know, I have several seniors that are on our track team this year that are, you know, really hoping to break some records and do some things at state. And like I said, we're just really hoping that can come to fruition, that we actually can salvage some sort of a spring season. We'll just kind of have to wait and see how, how the course of all of this goes.
I know at the 1A level, we're not talking about baseball, right? Because baseball is a fall sport for 1A high school. But in the same token, there would be some difficulties, right? Because the spring sports season is so condensed to begin with. So say we go back to school on May 1st, and there is the possibility of getting a track season at Pinnacle High School. There's still some difficulties of cramming that in a very short period of time, I would assume.
Correct. Yeah, and we've had essentially a blog discussion with all of the track and field coaches throughout the state, and really there's three different options that are being entertained at this point. One is if we come back on May 1st of just keeping the schedule for region and state the same, and condensing our regular season or the pre-region track meets to a 2-week period, prior to region and state. And the other option is actually extending it into June and creating a 6-week season and moving region and state back somewhere probably to the third week of June. And then, you know, that third option, we really hope that one doesn't happen, but that third option is, you know, if we do have to cancel the season and just start preparing for our fall sports.
I know that fall is going to be here before we know it, Coach. It may be something that is overlooked while we are in spring sports season. This is also a time frame that coaches use to prepare for that fall sports season. Some even use it to prepare for that winter sports season. And with a halt in athletics, I mean, there's nothing going on. Does this present difficulties, especially for you being a girls basketball coach? Has this interrupted anything that you would have liked to have had implemented around this time?
Well, and, you know, we're it's not it hasn't interrupted anything yet with girls basketball, but we do have a full summer planned, for participating in some different camps and the summer games and those types of summer preparation that we do. I'm just really hoping that we can get back to normal at least by June 1st, and we can start moving in that direction.
No question. And before I let you go, we have to give a shout out to the teachers. I know that this is not an easy time, but I'm sure the teachers at Pinnacle have also done a terrific job of making sure that the kids, they stay on task. I mean, it's an adjustment period for everyone, but boy, we really have had to lean on these teachers as of late, and I know they've passed with flying colors.
Well, and I know at least at Pinnacle, and I'm sure it's true for all of the teachers in our counties, but also throughout the state and really throughout the country as a whole, is that they're putting in a lot of extra time and, preparing Zoom meetings and just different technological ways of connecting and staying in touch with students so that, they're all working tremendously hard to make sure nobody falls through the cracks at this time.
Athletic director and girls basketball coach Mark Stuckenschneider at Pinnacle High School, again taking out the time to join us today. Coach, it's always fun to catch up with you. Thank you so much for the time, and I'm sure we'll be talking again real soon.
Jordan, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Excellent stuff. Mark Stuckenschneider again, athletic director and girls basketball coach at Pinnacle High School. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to the national sports scene, and we talked about this a bit yesterday on the show. We're going to focus on Tiger Woods. Really one of the most fascinating careers I think you will find as far as a professional athlete is concerned. And we are going to have well-known golf author Kurt Sampson join us. He has written many books regarding the sport of golf, and also even in the NBA. He's got a new book out called Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about Tiger's career and more when we return right here on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.